Welcome back, MGTOW Men. So I had migraines for, I would say, 2 to 3 months. I was physically depleted. I had no idea why. And I was on break from work and in between years in school at this point, and I had a relative period of rest compared to my last couple of months. So why was I exhausted? So to my estimation, it was likely adrenal fatigue. And today I'm going to talk about adrenal fatigue and health, okay, and why preserving health and recognizing the potential for a man to be driven to the point of insanity in a relationship is a possibility. You can't reason with crazy, and sometimes a relationship doesn't even bear any fruit. You don't even necessarily need to be in a so-called crazy relationship for a relationship and the expectations today to suck that from you. But just to keep it afloat, you jump through hoops, you lose sleep, you lose money, you lose your mind, and instead create adrenal fatigue and related symptoms. So just as my video regarding male disposability was long overdue, today's video is yet another long overdue topic, okay? And it has to do with adrenal fatigue created by relationships, toxic relationships, and more importantly, the notion of how negative relationships, they don't just erode your wallet. They don't just saddle you with copious amounts of credit card debt, alimony, child support payments, and a mortgage for a real estate property you don't even own. They put you in a position to counteract any positive gain that you may have otherwise incurred because of your decision to go MGTOW, leave the plantation, and set your life as best as you could. Set it up well. And if you don't have your health, you don't have your life. If you don't have your health, you can better enjoy life, okay? If you do have it, rather. And if you have your health, you can enjoy that freedom, okay? You can enjoy that freedom. Avoid those pitfalls. And so I'm going to give an introductory look at how a person can experience adrenal fatigue as a result of toxic relationships and the corrosiveness of them. And also, men that are recovering from divorces or have experienced the stripping of their monetary assets and their connection with their children, you're obviously at greater risk to experience this type of fatigue. They may still be going through it. And for those of you that are, I hope that you're able to receive some sort of therapy, so to speak, from today's video, because there are men out there, myself included, all right, that have suffered through a couple months of migraines. For some, it's been years. And almost physiological confusion over a relationship that, looking back, put me through emotional distress that I should not have subjected myself to. Okay, there are other precautions and health-related strategies that can be taken to quell this experience, but mainly I'm going to talk about the symptoms of it today. All right? And to preface this talk, I want to note a few things that I've observed from the stories of MGTOW men coming out of our relationships that may have prevented these relationships from escalating to a level that men may be in danger of and actually be in danger of dying. So the first thing is, bring some positive combativeness into a relationship. If you never had that, you're going to set yourself up. And the second point that I'm going to make is very similar. The first one is that you have to possess a certain amount of this element of combativeness, okay, of obviously being able to stand your ground in a positive sense. Your tolerance for negative activity and negativity is essential. Ultimately, saying no to the future of an already risky relationship is not mean. It is the catalyst for procuring savings for once in your life, or actually procuring the mental fortitude that you need to not only have to work the retail job that you're currently in, but moving up to get that accounting job that you aimed to get a couple years ago. But you couldn't, because you were mentally taxed to the point of confusion and complete fogginess, which I'm sure there are men out there right now that can relate to that feeling, okay, of losing yourself mentally, which is one of the most telling symptoms of adrenal fatigue. And secondly, you don't know how to handle emotional threats, usually embodied in other people. And another thing that may occur is that this man, I know that this was me during my very blue pill days, and I want to make a video titled Five Times Sunrise City Went Blue Pill, by the way, was not able to deal with emotional threats in a relational setting, okay? I knew how to address threats in a concrete manner, whether through work or in school, but these are not the ambiguous cloud of emotional threats that can be created in a relational setting. For some men, this may occur because of recent traumas in their life, the death of a family member, or even being at war for some guys. While for others, it may be a coddled upbringing or an upbringing in which your father or mother was distant. Thus, when it comes to relationships, from a man's perspective, you act differently than a woman would. But the result is the same, as you try to be the doormat man, thinking that by doing that, she will stick around, respecting and appreciating your continued acquiescing, which is not the truth. And I think of the man in danger as being Pink in the extended music video of The Wall. Okay, his father died at war. His mother coddled him through life. He lived with fear and anxiety. He put his faith and trust in a woman. Likely was too close to her. She broke away from him, cheated on him. This man is vulnerable. Okay, many of us have been that man in the past, and this man is more prone to relationships that result in adrenal fatigue, as he will be a people pleaser. So ultimately, What is adrenal fatigue? You know, some actually claim that adrenal fatigue is not real. In fact, the first article that is listed after doing a Google search on adrenal fatigue states that it is not a real medical condition. And my apologia for this video today is not dependent on whether or not that webpage supports it. So let's proceed. I'm no biologist, okay? I've had a sister diagnosed with adrenal fatigue. She actually, to this day, is living with exhausted adrenal glands created by a combination of a few other things. I've experienced moments of that as well. And considering our blood relations, I look to myself and consider that you likely have a greater likelihood of reaching adrenal exhaustion, as those that defend its veracity as a state of being connect it to a genetic predisposition. And it is far more common amongst people that are higher in empathy. And some of the symptoms of adrenal fatigue are extreme fatigue, obviously, an immediate decrease in your fight or flight hormone, cortisol, essentially, you overused it. When this is decreased, your work at your job may suffer, your workouts may suffer. For some people, workout may be an outlet for you when you're in a combative relationship, but in actuality, when you go to the gym with adrenal fatigue symptoms, your strength decreases, okay? Your body hasn't restored cortisol, hasn't recreated adrenaline, and your glycogen stores may be actually low. You may be depressed. And other symptoms that can occur are complete mental fogginess, depression, listlessness, and paranoia. And so let's grapple with paranoia here first. The reason I mentioned paranoia so heavily is that paranoia is likely a characteristic you didn't possess. So when you are dealing with a person that is paranoid, okay, in your relationship, you have sex with them, you cohabit with them, you too will become anxious. And this is particularly potent in relationships that men have had with the Jezebel spirit. Okay, she will then box you in with that paranoia that you essentially siphon from her at her own accord, and now it's in your bloodstream. You won't leave her. All right, you need that protection even though it's toxic. And don't be surprised if you don't recognize your mental state anymore. Don't be surprised if you can't recognize your capacity to handle stress anymore, because I believe that we have this in tune ability to understand how much stress that we can bear at times. But when you're under this stress and adrenal fatigue, you lose the ability to gauge it. Your gauge meter is broken. Okay, you're going to have to relearn that, and you may be gassed for months. And overall, you will adopt the characteristics of your partner to some extent, and not often for the better, almost compassion fatigue. And the emotional distress of adrenal fatigue, and especially in borderline personality relationships. So as I mentioned, and I'll elaborate here, one of the things that I noticed is a spike in my level of paranoia in the past. I'm not a paranoid person whatsoever. But soon I began to worry about simple daily tasks. I was supplementing my energy levels with excessive amount of caffeine use. Obviously, caffeine used in excess is not good, but others may resort to even more disastrous things to cope. And I actually craved caffeine, something unusual to experience. And as a result, your energy levels may increase as the day goes on. You might actually be more awake at night. So take note of that. And this is something to understand about yourself, because for many men that have been in borderline relationships, I would guarantee that the woman that you were with, okay, was not an early riser. Sometimes there have been highly functional borderline personality Jezebel types that are lawyers. They're very diligent about working out, or they are in the medical field, but most of the time they've been crippled by emotional roadblocks in their life. As a result, they often are night owls, they sleep during the day, avoid typical social interaction with people, and are highly averse to taking on tangible responsibility. And in the end, you end up not just serving as a boyfriend, you end up serving as a counselor, which when this emerges under a year into a relationship is likely a sign that it's going to be an indelible fact throughout the relationship. So I briefly will touch on my personal experience. I've touched on it briefly at the beginning, but one of my relationships, when I got out of it, I noticed that I was completely fried. Okay, I was burnt. I drove back home a month or so afterwards. I was away at the time, which also coincided with the summer break. And during this two-day trek, I developed a migraine headache. Okay, I never get headaches, usually. It radiated along my scalp, and it persisted all day, especially as I worked out. I went to the allergist, saw a general practitioner many times, got some medication, but in the end, it was deemed tension headaches, and it didn't dissipate for nearly 3 months. I thought it was going crazy. I didn't know what was up, and this obviously is exacerbated when you combine it with stress in different environments, work, okay, dealing with family members, helping take care of somebody, transitioning really quickly. Maybe if some of you guys remember the video I made back in August, in which I believe I talk about sleep interrogation and how abusive relationships actually express themselves in creating environments in which one party never sleeps and is actually shamed for sleeping. And I don't need to explain why this is problematic, as this may not only lead to poor performance during necessary obligations during your day, but it will potentially lead to breaks in your thinking, lapses in judgment, and this is where they get you. This is the crux of this video right here that you really need to watch out for. And once again, why you want to protect yourself and go MGTOW. This is where domestic abuse can even occur. Allegations of it or slightly abrasive comments are going to be construed as verbal assault. This is dangerous. It's a perilous place to be in. And if you're being framed as such, you should never try and redeem your relationship. All right, it's over. I don't care who this person is. You're the prey, and you're not at home anymore. You're in the house of a predator. You may begin to utter words in your sleep that are used against you. You say cutting words in a text that you regret saying, and don't think that you should discredit that. Do not discredit that. You never know when people are screenshotting your texts as well. And I made that video because it relates to today's video. Adrenal fatigue can be caused by a lack of sleep, which is part of the quotient in toxic relationships in that equation that many men are experiencing more and more with women that have borderline personality, okay, even women that don't. And I talk frequently to a friend on a phone, and he has been in this type of relationship. I don't want to go in much detail about it personally because of privacy for him, but I can't even imagine how the guy functions at work. Because when you get to work, you're expected to switch off the fight or flight hormone, but in many jobs, you actually might need that hormone to be going. You need your adrenaline to be pumping in order that you reach your full potential. So another MGTOW creator, Ohio Dan, he asked me a question last month about dealing with these tension headaches, which I deem may be a byproduct of adrenal fatigue mirroring what could be classified as minor case of PTSD for him, which can in fact take place in these types of relationships. Okay, he has been dealing with them for years, and I believe that they persisted during law school for him, at least when he was dating. Okay, that is a lot to bear. I don't have a solution for him other than various general remedial advice for bodily maladies, but regardless, this is unpleasant. It should be avoided because these things can occur. Don't discount that. Do not discredit that occur, especially when legal implications are involved, false allegations are brought forth, and various other things. You're acting as a counselor, and we're not trained for that in relationships, okay? In situations like this, in which you're generating adrenal fatigue, can lead men down paths of depression, physical harm, and can put them in situations that may lead to those legal repercussions that I talked about. So don't let that be you. Once again, if you don't have your health, the fruits of MGTOW may not even express. So I'm going to briefly touch on the traits of a relationship that can cause adrenal fatigue. So if you see these, you might be down that path, and you've likely experienced multiple tirades in which she lambasted you with your shortcomings and how you've evolved into a person that you're not. So that's a sign. This may actually be done in public settings and may be done as an attempt to defame you. You end up basically the main protagonist in her lecture series belittling you, but you are attracted to the potency and intensity of her emotions. She is a polarizing person, but your inability to detach yourself from that and distance yourself from that is an indication of a weakening of your own self-respect. And the more that you don't say no, the more that resentment is created for that person because you're not voicing that which you feel is injustice. And those that can't say no, these are empaths. And if you're a caretaker by nature, you need to be even more aware of this trait because of the potential dangers. And also, some men adopt the role of that sole caretaker. Tomorrow's video, which I'm going to allude to right now, is going to look at the situation of a man being a caretaker, a counselor, the financial breadwinner, all while essentially being her career service specialist and familial support. So this is a recipe for frying burnt bacon, no fat left, just burnt to a crisp. He didn't mention adrenal fatigue in his email, but I inferred it may be the case, so look for that tomorrow as I look forward to delivering it. So I have tomorrow's story on the way, but I know that a story of your own may be triggered in regards to this topic. Let me know if it has been. Also, as always, at the end of each video, I've been announcing that I want to put together a book, a collection of stories from MGTOW men sharing how they came to MGTOW and what MGTOW has done to benefit them. To take part in that, let me know at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, man. Hoodies out.